Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can join the conversation. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And we're going to change gears and make fun of some people for a bit, because it's sad. But before we do that, I have to say, you know, the school year is about to start. The school semester is about to start. I don't know how it works, but now's a great time, if you haven't considered it, to look into alternatives, because the CDC, in addition to doing the other nonsense, they suggested that kids in schools, in public schools, must wear masks, whether they're vaccinated or not. So they're not finished torturing your children. If you thought you could get your children vaccinated so that they didn't have to be tortured by the government, you were wrong. Get them out of public schools.
Yeah, it's the best thing you can do. You know, hey, I don't like the idea of being mean to somebody necessarily, but at the same time, looks like these people who are the vaccine people are not being very, very nice. In fact, some of them are actually out there calling for forced vaccinations against the unvaxxed. There's all this talk at the at the government level of the government gangsters that are making speeches or whatever they're saying, and the media is also clamoring for this. They're saying it's a, quote, pandemic of the unvaccinated now. So the unvaccinated are the pandemic now.
But that's demonstrably not the case, no matter how many times they say it.
Well, they're going to keep saying it because, you know, the old rule of propaganda, I think it was Hermann Goebbels or Joseph Goebbels or whatever his name was from the Nazis. You know, I think he was famous for saying that if you say a thing, you know, often enough, people will start to believe that it's true. So that's really all they have to do. You can throw out all your evidence, as we did in the first hour of the show, that shows that, you know, there's a bunch of people who have the vaccine and are getting sick still. They're still coming down with COVID, and now they're changing all the rules again to say that, you know, now you've got to wear masks and
The CDC has all but admitted that the vaccine is ineffective against the Delta variant. And for anyone who knows anything about biology, the entire reason that the Delta variant is so prominent in the first place is because we have all these vaccinated people running around that are immune to all of the other strains we've seen. So that leaves only the Delta variant to break through their vaccine. The vaccinated people are the reason the Delta variant is on the rise.
That's probably true, but nonetheless, you've got opinion pieces here, the Washington Post. Enough already. It's time for vaccine entry passes. Another opinion piece at the Washington Post. I'm tired of being nice to vaccine refusers. So there really is an actual
They've never
movement.
Been nice to anyone who was even remotely skeptical of the narrative regarding COVID-19. We've been called murderers repeatedly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a manslaughterer.
This is not new.
Well, the point is that, you know, for those...
That was them being nice?
For those people who... Well, I'm not going to collectivize them. Maybe there were some people that were trying to be kind about it. Like, oh, you need to get the vaccine. Here's why you need... Well, now they're getting angry because people aren't being persuaded by them.
But there's nothing to persuade them anymore.
Well, it's always persuasive when all of your friends do a thing, right? Like, then it's the bandwagon approach. And if you... You know, remember, we heard during 2020... People who were living in the city, who were libertarian or who were voluntarists or anarchists, were frustrated because they were surrounded by people like this. They were surrounded by these vaccine seekers, these obedient people who they'd been friends with because, you know, you live in the city, you're probably going to be friends with some liberals, right? Like,
sure.
Unless you don't want to have any friends. And now their friends have turned on them because they didn't want to get a vaccine, and now they were without any friends, and they're thinking about leaving the city, and they should think about it. They should move to New Hampshire and join, you know, the migration of freedom-loving people that have come here because, by the way, apparently in related news, the Free State or Free State NH over at Twitter has posted that a Medical Freedom Act has been signed into law, surprisingly, by Governor Chris Sununu here. So
is surprising.
Yeah, not only did it pass the House and the Senate, it also got signed and went into effect immediately. The new law says that the state cannot mandate vaccinations, nor can state government set rules to participate in society based on individual New Hampshire citizens' private medical status. The new law puts state practices into alignment with the recently passed 2018 passed NH constitutional amendment. This was put on the ballot, by the way, for people to vote on, that said right to privacy, an individual's right to live free from governmental intrusion in private or personal information is natural, essential, and inherent. That was added to the New Hampshire Constitution.
I remember that. I had forgotten about that until right now, but yes, that was it, and it passed with very high numbers.
As I recall, it did. Yeah, so
Something like 70%, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. And so a lot of people are, you know, praising Florida. You've heard a lot of praise for Florida. Oh, it's the freest state with, you know, COVID crackdown rules or whatever. Well, according to Free State NH, Florida, which purportedly banned vaccine passports, actually passed a bill that allows for forced vaccinations.
Oh, no.
So be careful what you're getting in these political packages, unless you're reading the whole thing.
Yeah, for those who aren't aware, what this basically means is that New Hampshire just outlawed vaccination passports.
That's
and
right.
And they made it illegal for the government to force you to get the vaccine.
Now, there's still a way it could come into play, right? Like if the corporations do it. Well, then it's not the government, and so
sure. You know, so
New Hampshire's government cannot force a vaccination passport. So that's all that they can do, I guess, in this particular case. They're not going to be able to tell a private company what they can't do, right, or what they can do.
Well, they do it all the time.
But in this case, they're not going to, because they will likely lose that court case.
Yeah.
So a private company does have the right.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, they're going to have the right to make this discriminatory choice if that's what they decide to do. But hopefully this will, at the very least, protect us from a state-mandated thing. So that's some good
news. Which at least, yeah, that's good news.
But things are getting nasty out there.
They are.
The pro-vaccine people are getting desperate because they still see people getting sick, and they believe what they're being told by the government agencies, which is, well, if only more people would get the vaccine, then no one would get sick. I mean, Joe Biden said, if you get the vaccine, you won't get sick.
Yes, he did.
In his recent town hall, which is not true, but that's what he said.
And the government
believe it.
And the government is scrambling trying to figure this out. Like, this doesn't make any sense. How are the vaccinated still catching COVID-19? This Delta variant seems to be immune to our vaccination. How did this happen? Well, it is a direct result of the vaccine and the fact that so many people have gotten it.
Yeah.
It had nowhere else to live. Well, I mean, it had no other course before it but to evolve in order to bypass their vaccination defenses.
So the reason why people are so, vitriolic, are so nasty, are getting so upset, is because they're afraid. They believe that this thing is deadly.
I don't know why anyone believes that at this point.
Even though there's no evidence that it's really any more deadly than any of the flu. And by the way, the reason why the flu disappeared in 2020 is apparently because the PCR tests can't determine the difference. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about it, but not in detail.
Me neither. But that's what I heard, and that's one of the reasons why they're throwing the PCR test out, apparently, at the end of this year.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter now because they've already come up with all this BS, quote-unquote, science based on the PCR test, because that's the test that they were running all throughout 2020 to scare everybody about how bad this supposed COVID thing was, when in point of fact, everybody that had the flu was likely triggering this PCR test for COVID.
Mm.
And then they were reporting all the flu cases as COVID. So how much of it was really COVID and how much of it was really the flu? And what does it matter anyway?
It was amazing how the flu just vanished last year.
That doesn't happen. The flu doesn't just vanish.
It doesn't.
Ever. Like, the flu keeps coming.
Every single year.
Right.
And, you know, they put out the argument that, oh, well, it's because people were wearing masks and social distancing. But no, evidently it's because their tests couldn't tell the difference between COVID and the flu.
Right.
That's definitely something I want to look further into, because I had heard that but hadn't had the chance to look into it yet. But it's not surprising. The PCR tests were flawed from the very beginning, according to the guy who made them.
The guy that made them, who then showed up dead.
Did he?
Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Yeah.
Not sure, at least.
shortly thereafter. Shortly last year was after things started getting bad, apparently, or something like that.
Not terribly surprised to hear that. It's a terrible game they play, and it's played largely with fear. The more afraid you are, the more you'll submit to whatever they demand of you just to give you an illusion of security. What are you willing to give up? 603-283-6160. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. And since we're about to discuss it anyway, I want to remind people that tomorrow is going to be the Topless Wednesday episode of She Talk Live, where myself, regular co-host Angie, and regular co-host Nikki are going to be in the studio completely topless, but only at video.freetalklive.com.
That's right, which is our Odyssey video streaming page. We will still have streams on the other platforms. They just won't have topless ladies on them.
I'm curious what you're going to put up. I mean, obviously it's going to be something like, hey, if you want to see this,
there will be a notice to let people know. Because, I mean, not everybody listens to every show, so they may not know until it's actually that show, in which case there will be a notice on screen informing you of where you can go to actually see the uncensored feed. Because if we put it on those other platforms, we're going to get pulled down.
Yeah, we know what the result would be. Yeah. Because, I mean, they've done it to me before, and that's inconsequential, but this is very much against their policies. A part of me still wants to do it because their policies never specify that female toplessness is not okay. It's always just toplessness is not okay.
At least that's the case on Twitch. I don't know what all the other individual policies are.
I can't imagine any of them would be brazen enough to say, yes, we're discriminating what you can and can't do on the basis of your sex or gender.
I don't know. I'm not going to spend my time looking for them. We like Odyssey. We're going to give Odyssey the exclusive on this.
Yeah, so that's video.freetalklive.com.
If you're not following us there, go ahead and do that right now. Video.freetalklive.com.
Thank Vernon, you had a question regarding tomorrow night's episode. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Well, can we expect Bonnie on any of these by any chance in the future?
I doubt it, and that is based on what Bonnie has told me. Yeah, and so the reason for that is, of course, well, you know, as you know, the internet is a very permanent place, and there are a lot of creepy, creepy guys. She specifically named Dave from New York as an example of a particularly creepy individual who, you know, you never know what those people are going to do with those things. And, you know, I wish that people didn't care about these sorts of things. I wish toplessness was as unremarkable as somebody wearing a top and that it wasn't a big deal. But the reality,
I agree entirely.
The reality is, for some people, it's still a big deal out there, and there's some very, very disturbed individuals out there. So I can't say that I disagree with her on this. Bonnie's a very beautiful young lady, and I think she's making the right choice.
So I got one other question about it. Is this more for attention and, you know, let's draw attention to Free Talk Live, or is this more of like a women's rights thing, or is it both, or can you talk a little bit about that? Like, what's the purpose, I guess?
Well, it's all of the above, honestly. I mean, I am a troll at heart, but you can troll and still have a purpose behind doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what this is. Yes, the initial idea was to troll Twitch and DLive and all of these other mainstream video platforms, but it was also to point out that, you know, we did get suspended from Twitch back when I did a topless show called Aria Uncensored.
Right.
They didn't censor us last week when we did Topless Tuesdays.
Or the week before.
Or the week before, but week before I wasn't topless.
Good point. Yeah, that's true.
But that was also because, you know, when you're sitting here with this camera angle, that I don't think my breasts were ever in the shot.
I don't know.
Not to any significant degree. But
the title might have been obscuring it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the point is that a trans woman should be able to do a stream topless, if she so chooses, without running into the risk of being censored when we exist in a world where cis men can do that without a problem, without any issue whatsoever.
Well, and not only should a trans woman be able to, but any woman, anyone, anywhere should be able to be topless on a video feed. And the reason for that is because toplessness shouldn't be provocative. It shouldn't be considered pornographic. It isn't. It's not.
Right.
It shouldn't be considered sexual. But unfortunately, there are some people who do consider it that. And that's sad, but that's just the reality of where we're at in society.
And that's why we spread it from Topless Tuesday to She Talk Live to make exactly that point, that, you know, there's nothing sexual about this, and we shouldn't treat it as though it is.
Yeah. Should a woman wish to show her you know, self topless, whether it be in public or whether it be on a video feed, then she should be free to make that choice.
But look forward to seeing it. Thank you all.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Brennan.
And by the way, in New Hampshire, as I understand it, it is actually legal for a female to be topless in public.
Yes. There are some restrictions on what you can and can't do, but they're generally things that a person wouldn't do in public anyway.
The restriction, as I understand it, is you cannot be lewd and lascivious, meaning that you could not go around and, you know, do things that might titillate, you know, in a fashion that could be considered sexual. But again, just walking down the street on a hot day, being topless is not a sexual act.
No, and, you know, I'm of the mind that if you want to make toplessness a sexual act by, like, going up to men at a bar topless and being lewd and lascivious, as you said, in that case, you are making your toplessness sexual.
Well, in that case, you'd be in a bar, and that would be private property, which I think brings in a different set of freedoms that you wouldn't have out in public.
But the point is very much to troll. I'm enjoying getting a laugh out of it. I got plenty of laughs out of last Tuesday as well. So, you know, I love trolling, and I don't really care. You know, it's sometimes an issue when you don't care much about the consequences that something would have. Or like, yeah, I mean, we'll get kicked off Twitch. It's fine. Let's do it anyway. So occasionally that's a problem, but you came up with the plan of, you know, splitting these streams onto two different methods, I suppose, where if people want to see the topless episode of She Talk Live, they have to go to video.freetalklive.com.
Which is what we've been talking about a lot recently, given the decentralization that we've been doing here on Free Talk Live over the last several years, but more so in just the last 6 to 7 months, and Odyssey is a key component to that. The live streaming is centralized, from what I understand, but as soon as the stream's over, the archive goes up on Library, and it's completely uncensorable, and it is decentralized, and it's awesome, so check it out, video.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of decentralization, there's so many other methods out there for people to get away from this big tech censorship.
Yes.
Free Talk Live also has a chat server that people can find at matrix.freetalklive.com or chat.freetalklive.com, rather. There's so many URLs, it's hard to keep track of them at times. And even a Mastodon server, which is a Twitter clone that people can find at social.freetalklive.com. So awesome things going on, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. It became a brilliant way of directing people to video.freetalklive.com to get them away from these tech platforms.
Yeah, you got to try it out. I mean, YouTube's addictive. You know, you've got your favorite channels, you've got your subscriptions, if you've been on it for a decade or whatever, right? There's some good content there. I mean, there's no denying that as tyrannical and as awful as YouTube has become, it's still an entertaining venue to go to find stuff that's interesting.
Well, if you have an ad block.
That helps a lot.
I wouldn't touch YouTube without an ad block on my PC.
Oh, yeah, that helps a lot. But the content's still there, and there's a lot of good content there. But there's stuff on Odyssey that you just can't get on YouTube. I mean, there is all kinds of weird stuff and interesting stuff, stuff that's been banned by YouTube, that it's there on Odyssey.
I think the best example I can think of is the guy from, I think, Pakistan, who was doing videos with Chinese people, Chinese Uyghur Muslims, who had been to these concentration camps, and YouTube
banned him,
which caused him to also move to Odyssey.
Yep, and that's certainly the most important example that we've heard recently.
So check that out tomorrow night. Video.freetalklive.com. There's more coming up. We're going to get into some sad and pathetic.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tokyo set a record number of new COVID cases Tuesday, just days into the delayed Olympic Games. The city recording more than 2,800 in new infections, surpassing its record set back in January, and bringing the city's total number of cases over 200,000 since the beginning of the pandemic. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga asked people to avoid non-essential outings, but said there was currently no reason to suspend the games. And President Biden is expected to announce Thursday that all federal employees and contractors will have to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The president said Tuesday that the rule is under consideration. Workers are expected to have to prove their vaccination status or submit to regular testing. The announcement coming on the same day that the CDC said it was changing its recommendation on mask wearing, asking that people in areas with high transmission of the virus once again mask up in indoor public situations, regardless of their vaccination status. You're listening to USA Radio News. More on one of our top stories as the CDC announced Tuesday that it was adjusting its recommendations when it comes to mask wearing, saying that people in areas with high rates of transmission should wear masks indoors in public settings, even those who are fully vaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden tells Fox News that resuming mask wearing in those areas will help slow down the spread of the virus, giving more people time to get vaccinated.
The good news is that our vaccines are working extremely well and that about 80% of the most vulnerable people have been vaccinated already. That means it's not going to be as deadly as the scenes we saw last spring, but still, every death is a preventable death at this point. Almost all of the deaths are in unvaccinated people. So vaccinating can save your life. Wearing masks and tamp down spread, giving time for more people to get vaccinated, and reducing the risk that the infection will spread from one person to another and ultimately reach someone who may die from it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line if you want to weigh in. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And we're going to finally get into this article that is both sad, pathetic, and amusing all at the same time. And it's such a weird mix of emotions when I hear things like this because, you know, it's just humorous to how they are portraying this, but it's also very much sad and pathetic at the same time.
Well, they're portraying it in a way that is taking the COVID very seriously. It's, to them, it's not humorous at all. This is a matter of life and death and time.
That's what makes it so funny.
Yeah, because it's not. I mean, it's not that deadly at all. But yet Time's headline here, even vaccinated people are nervous about going back to, quote, normal. Here's how to cope. But just to give you an example of the kind of person that we're talking about in this story, you and I were just discussing this Brooklyn Dad character a moment ago because I just happened to be scrolling through Twitter and found a little video clip that shows a bunch of tweets from people where a bunch of presumably leftists are actually saying things about how January 6th, the so-called insurrection, was worse than 9/11.
Not on par with,
worse.
That's insane.
And the first person that they quote in this 30-second series of clipped Twitters or tweets is Brooklyn Dad _Defiant, who says, I am traumatized all over again while watching this video recap of January 6th. Don't try to tell me January 6th was not worse than 9/11. These rioters were Americans.
I mean, when you hear that description, you have to think, oh, man, this guy must have been one of the security officers or one of the police officers who responded or something like that. But no, he was just some dude who watched a video of it from 1,200 miles away.
Yeah, but I recognize the name because I'd seen him before, and the context in which I saw him before was even more pathetic. And I found that tweet.
Oh, awesome.
Because you brought up the question, well, is this guy even, like, you know, a real account?
And yes, when I heard that, I couldn't believe that someone was comparing the January 6th thing where one person died to 9/11 where almost 3,000 did.
Yeah, no, this guy's real. He's got almost a million followers, 916,000 followers on his verified blue checkmark Twitter account. Proud Papa, perpetually pissed. That's his little, you know, tagline or whatever for his account. But here's what brought him to
perpetually
my...
afraid would be
yeah,
more accurate.
He's a coward. Here's what brought him to my attention. August 18th, 2020. So this was before the election, right? So this is during the competition between Trump and Biden. Here's his tweet. My wife just now, quote, Jill Biden is going to give America a mommy again. It's what we need, unquote. And he says, amen.
I don't need a mommy.
I sure as hell don't need one from the government. I mean, I don't need a mommy, period. But if I needed one, the last place I would look would be the psychopath sickos running the federal government, whether it be Jill Biden or whatever the hell Trump's wife, Melania, or that woman, or any of these people. These people are sick.
I'm more stricken by the infantilism
yes.
here. This
is a full-grown man.
Yes. Using,
supposedly.
And his wife
yeah.
using the word mommy.
Yeah, and associating that with a politician's wife.
That's horrifying,
yeah.
dude.
That's the kind of person this guy is. Like, that's what these people get excited about when it comes to politicians. It's like, oh, boy, we get a mommy and a daddy again in the White House. They can tell us what to do.
Look, if Joe Biden was my grandfather or my father, I'd be like, dude, it's time to go to a nursing home. You've lost it.
24,000 likes. On that particular statement. So he is not alone in that particular belief system.
Having a mommy.
That government
again.
Should be your mommy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
That's what America's been missing all this time.
I mean, but it's not an uncommon, it's not an uncommon position. A lot of people do view the government as their parent.
Yeah. And it's sick.
But, I mean, it makes sense when you think about it from an animal standpoint. The government feeds them. Mm-hmm. It houses them. It provides for them.
It tells them what to do.
It tells them what
constantly.
To do. It does exactly what a parent is supposed to do, only it's, you know, evil and aggressive. Well, hopefully your parents
weren't.
Yeah,
a good parent won't beat you and cage you.
Yes.
For, you know, going against their will. But that brings us to the story here from Time Magazine. So, again, that statement from him was a year ago. Now we go to other cowards that are like him, like Claudia Campos, age 34. 34.
Campos?
C-A-M-P-O-S. Campos.
Okay. It would have made a lot of sense if her last name was Campos.
She wanted there to be no doubt about why she continues to wear a face mask at the Florida car rental company where she works. She decided to screen print a mask that telegraphs her thoughts.
See, this is how masks became a political statement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough that she wears a mask. She wants you to know why the mask is important to her. She wants you to know her political beliefs and why the mask is important to those political beliefs.
Yes, because it is a political statement. It is a religious totem. It is a thing, this icon that is worshipped, that there's a ritual.
It's a literal scrap of cloth,
yeah,
and nothing more. But they do treat it as though it's this holy artifact.
Oh, of course it's a scrap of cloth, but I mean, in Christian churches, a little cracker represents the skin or the body of Christ.
Yes,
so.
and I would say that's equally silly.
Yeah. So she says, here's why.
It's also cannibalism.
She screen printed a mask that telegraphs her thoughts to all of her customers at this car rental company. I'm vaccinated, it reads, but I'm not ready to trust you. Campos' slogan distills the complicated emotions many people are feeling. I don't think it's complicated.
I think it's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's just these people are racked with fear, and they just are deathly afraid of other people out there who would dare to live their lives in not the state of fear that these people live in. That's all it is. Very simple.
I can't imagine just being that afraid, dude.
I can't either. But this is her. So
I mean, if you're that afraid to live, then how can your life possibly be worth living?
Emotions that many... This is Time Magazine, by the way. Emotions many people are feeling as the summer of vaccination commences. That's what this is called? The U.S. Centers for Disease Control...
I prefer to call it the summer that the vaccinations created the Delta variant.
As the CDC has said that roughly 43% of the people in the U.S. who are fully vaccinated can mostly ditch masks, travel safely, and gather indoors with others. Now, this is an old article.
Yeah, it just dated itself because the CDC has again changed its mind.
Right, this goes back to mid-June. I've been holding on to this one. In a March 2021 American Psychological Association poll, about half of respondents said they were, quote, uneasy about resuming in-person social interactions, regardless of vaccination status.
How can they not be eager to resume in-person social interaction?
Because they might die, Aria!
But they're social creatures. They're humans.
We literally had a woman in New South Wales in Australia telling people on television, their national television, that they can't even talk to their neighbor even if they have a mask on. If you happen to run into your neighbor in the grocery store, do not talk to them. There was another, I don't even remember where it was, but another set of recommendations from some government, I think it might have been the United States, said don't make extended eye contact with people at restaurants. It might have been the UK. I don't remember where it was, but it was like...
I hadn't heard that
one. Yeah, don't even make extended eye contact. Not because you can transmit COVID through your eye contact, but because you might want to talk to that person, right? Like if you're, you know, making eyes at somebody, you might want to go over and speak to that person. No, you can't do that.
That's insane.
About half of vaccinated respondents, this is in the May 25th Axios Ipsos poll, said they still wear a mask at all times outside of the house. Already vaccinated, half of those people in May said they were still wearing a mask at all times, regardless of the CDC's announcement at the time that doing so is no longer necessary.
Well, that kind of makes sense. I imagine the people who were first out the door to go get the vaccine were the people who were the most pro-mask and people who were most afraid. So it makes sense that they would continue wearing the mask just because they're that afraid.
And more about those people coming up here in moments.
603-283-6160. There's still time to join us if you want. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. And you know, I was thinking during the break, this is what television has done to people. And it's not really television. I'm not against television in and of itself. I'm not against sitting around, you know, relaxing and watching something to pass the time or whatever. But the constant fear-mongering that came from the television set over the last 18 months or however long it was.
And still coming.
I mean, we're lucky because neither of us watch broadcast television, so we were not really exposed to it. But the few times that I did see any sort of commercial or advertisement or anything like that, COVID was front and center.
Oh, yeah, even in, like, you know, pizza company ads, the delivery guy had a mask on. I mean, every single corporate advertisement was mask, 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 obedience.
And they would always say something like, we'll get through this together,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Some stupid, positive, uplifting message.
Yeah,
but
I think McDonald's had that on their storefront.
But that doesn't change the fact that, you know, they just conspired together, accidentally or intentionally, to bombard the public with fear-mongering for the last 18 months.
Sure.
So I'm not at all surprised that people who were exposed to that, you know, just completely caved in and are basically traumatized, even if they're not using that word, but these people were traumatized. You can't make someone afraid for 18 months of their life, not this level of afraid. Right, where they're vaccinated against this disease, but they're still wearing masks because they're that afraid of it. That's a new level of fear.
Yeah, it's totally irrational. But then again, you know, we're able to look at this thing and not be afraid.
And that's why they hate us.
Yeah, and
it's none of the other excuses.
Oh yeah, they think, and as you'll hear from a psychiatrist or psychologist coming up here in the story, that makes us weird. And we'll get to that.
That's not what makes us weird.
Yeah. But, you know, when they first started pitching this thing back a year plus ago, back in March or whenever it was, I immediately didn't believe it. It's like, oh, well, the government's saying a thing? It's got to be false. I mean,
I didn't know what to believe at the time. I was like, yeah. Well, what the government is saying is probably not true. I mean, the devil tells the truth if it benefits him. So I was like, okay, maybe this is true, maybe it isn't. But there was no reason to. There was nothing they said that justified the actions they wanted to take with the lockdowns and the mask mandates and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And that was where my issue came in. And then as time went on, it became very, very inescapably clear that they're making the vast majority of this up as they go.
Yeah, and of course, the more severe the response, the more severe people think that this thing is. And so I agree with you. These are traumatized people, and they're sad. Let's go on with another example from Time Magazine. Again, this is all about people and how afraid they are to just go back to some semblance of normality. And then they're...
And that's what makes this so sad and pathetic, in my opinion. I mean, this isn't really their fault. The government, the media, the advertisers, they tormented these people. They traumatized them.
I mean, I'm not going to take away all their responsibility for being able to choose who they believe. So I'm going to say that it is their fault for being so easily led and being, you know, looking to these people, believing these people, not being skeptical about what the media, which has historically been, you know, part and parcel of the government's propaganda arm for a long time. Anyway, let's continue. Here's another example. Lauren, a 38-year-old. From New York City. The first woman was 35, who was too afraid to take off a mask. This woman's 38, from New York City. New York City, of course, who asked to be identified by first name to preserve her privacy, says she and her wife are living essentially as they did in 2020, which means under all the restrictions, even though they're both fully vaccinated. They've dined inside once. An experience simultaneously refreshing and stressful, Lauren says. But otherwise...
I don't think I've ever in my life went out to eat at a restaurant and found it to be a stressful experience.
But otherwise have stayed mostly outside and mostly masked. That's in large part because, get this, the couple has a 2-year-old daughter who isn't eligible for vaccination, and they want to keep her safe.
What is the percentage of 2-year-olds that have been...
Zero?
Even hospitalized.
0.000?
I'm not going to say it hasn't happened. I'm sure COVID-19 has killed a 2-year-old. But the odds, you can't live your life based on something that has a 0.00001% chance
of
happening.
Well, they are. And Lauren admits there's also, quote, some lingering anxiety from having followed all of these protocols for so long. It's hard to believe that certain things are actually safe, even though we know they should be. Rob Dansman.
So like a good little lab rat, they want the maze put back in front of them.
Rob Dansman, an Indiana-based licensed clinical medical mental health counselor, says that's a normal response to a year marked by confusion. He says humans are terrible.
No, it's a normal response for my dog to want to go back into a crate because at first she hated it, but now she loves it, and she wants to cuddle in. That's
crate
a normal response for a dog. A normal human would go, thank God I'm free again. I never want to be back in that crate. And these people are putting themselves back in it willingly because they're terrified to step outside of it.
The so-called mental health counselor says, it's normal. Humans are terrible when it comes to not knowing the rules of the game. We have mixed messages, inconsistent science, inconsistent testimony, inconsistent mandates from different states. From my vantage point, if people were not experiencing some fear and trepidation, that'd be weird. And then the article goes on to promote the vaccines.
Oh, so we're weird?
Yes.
For not feeling fear and trepidation?
Yes. It's very strange to actually, you know, live life like normal. COVID-19, they say the vaccination's outstandingly and consistently good. This is more propaganda from Time. And they talk about how people that have got the vaccine are 91% less likely to be infected than unvaccinated people, according to the CDC. But, of course, as we've seen recently, it doesn't seem like anything's consistent.
I wonder how that statement holds up today. Because I imagine with the rise of the Delta variant, that simply isn't the case any longer.
Yeah, so he says these findings support a return to normal life after vaccination. But with thousands of people in the U.S. continuing to test positive for the virus every day, it's understandable that even vaccinated people remain skittish around others, particularly if they live with unvaccinated or immune-compromised people who are still at risk. Of course, as we've seen, all the vaccinated people are still at risk.
Yep.
So it doesn't really seem to do really anything at all. But and then they do mention the highly transmissible variants that are emerging are a reason for concern. So what to do? They say how to readjust. It's natural that people respond differently to reopening. Some individuals are at higher risk for severe COVID-19 than others. And personality, environment, and experience all dictate how someone will rebound from the pandemic. But while it's one thing to decide to take reopening slowly, it's another to feel so anxious about re-entering the world post-vaccination that it affects your mental health. Conflicting feelings after vaccination are totally normal, says Dansman. I can acknowledge I believe the science, and I also feel afraid, he says. Both of those can coexist. People should slow down and observe their thoughts, their feelings, and the choices in front of them. Most of us smush all those things together. Ask yourself.
I would generally agree with that statement, but if they did that, they would realize there was no reason to feel afraid in the first place, and that's not a reality they're willing to confront after they did this to themselves for the last 18 months.
Ask yourself questions. Does a plan simply feel unfamiliar, or do you actually think it's unsafe? Are there adjustments that would make an outing feel more comfortable? Dansman adds that it may feel less overwhelming to think about one decision at a time, like whether to go out to dinner or remove your mask in a certain setting, rather than trying to make big sweeping statements about whether you're ready to go back to normal.
Who are these people that are so ridden with anxiety that they have to break down their evening into a set of smaller decisions about whether or not they're going to go out to eat?
Should I remove my mask or not? I really need to think about this for a while.
They call us weird, but for a normal, healthy person, whether or not to go out to eat is a split-second decision about whether or not you feel like going out to eat.
Not if you're a coward like Compost, who says she'd feel safer if around 70% of people in Florida were vaccinated. At the time of the writing, it was about 42% had had both shots.
What's the difference between 4 out of 10 and 7 out of 10?
It's all about her feelings and how she feels.
You're not any... What? God, that's so bizarre, man.
Yeah. A little bit of exposure
therapy. But they trust the science. It's not about belief at all. The science is settled.
Well, they say they trust the science, but they still are afraid. A little bit of exposure therapy may help, too. For people who devoutly wore masks throughout the pandemic, shedding them may feel uncomfortable, even in a situation like walking in a park, where the science strongly supports doing so. To practice, Sultan recommends starting small. You could try taking your mask off for a few minutes, he suggests, or when you're alone and away from crowds.
See, this is why I couldn't be a therapist, man. I'd be like,
being a pussy.
Yeah. Suck it up, man.
Yeah.
You've turned this fabric of cloth on your face into a pacifier. Give me the pacifier and go live your life. You're an adult.
These people are not acting like adults, though. I mean, they are. You use the term perfectly, infantilized. This is just, it's so childified, it's so pathetic.
Yeah, and these people are literally talking about how the mask is like a pacifier that makes them feel better, whether it's needed or not. They're going to keep wearing it because it makes them sleep easier at night. Absolutely sickening. But hey, that's it for tonight's show. But definitely check out video.freetalklive.com for tomorrow's show. It's going to be an interesting one. We'll see you then. It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.